video, I said the officer should have been charged with first-degree murder and a hate crime. I still stand by that. But I condemn the way the left exploited this tragedy for political purposes. The killing of George Floyd arrived in a perfect storm. The country had been locked down and crippled for 3 months. People were pent up. The students were not in school. That's when the left struck. Cities were looted and burned in an unprecedented orgy of organized violence. President Trump showed tremendous restraint in not calling out the military, which had been done to quell riots many times before. Meanwhile, the liberal governors in New York, Illinois, Minnesota, Michigan, California, and other blue states, who had imprisoned their populations well beyond any plausible medical necessity and destroyed the economies of their states based on fraudulent and misinterpreted data, had nothing to say when tens of thousands of left-wing rioters socially embraced to burn and loot. Suddenly, there was no talk of masks, of social distancing, or washing your hands. No, there was only talk of revolution from the mouths of these governors. But don't be confused. This is nothing like the American Revolution that won our independence from Great Britain. This is more akin to Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution, the 10-year reign of terror he visited upon the Chinese people to wipe out the last vestiges of capitalism and the traditional Chinese culture and impose his own brand of communism, called Maoism. If you think that's hyperbole, think again. One of the many wonderful tactics of Mao's Cultural Revolution was public humiliation. In what were called struggle sessions, people suspected of being enemies of the communist state would be set upon by co-workers, friends, or relatives, and subject to verbal and physical abuse. Students were often pitted against their teachers, friends against friends, even spouse against spouse. If the person was important enough, the session might even be held in a stadium before tens of thousands of people. Victims were often physically tortured. Well, that wonderful communist practice has come to America. During the riots in May and early June, a Massachusetts police chief lay face down on the ground for over 8 minutes with his hands behind his back as if he were handcuffed during a Black Lives Matter demonstration. I'm not sure if it is better or worse that this self-humiliation was done voluntarily. What I do know is this type of thing will cease to be voluntary if these subversives get their way. I also know trying to appease this mob is not going to help. The crowd may have been yelling, "Thank you, Chief," while he performed this self-deprecation, but at least one bystander remarked, "It's not enough, but it's a start." Nothing will be enough to satisfy these people. That's because they are not primarily civil rights activists. They just use that as a wedge. They are primarily Marxists who want to tear down and rebuild our entire society. Don't take my word for it. Just read the Black Lives Matters, BLM, website. They're quite open about what they want. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. I hope I don't need to tell you that every communist since Plato has wanted to break up the nuclear family and have the village raise the children. But it isn't just this disturbing passage on their website that otherwise somewhat obscures the communist principles of this group. Take a look at who founded the organization. The bio on Opal Tometi's TED Talk webpage says, "She is a student of liberation theology, and her practice is in the tradition of Ella Baker, informed by Stuart Hall, bell hooks, and black feminist thinkers." Baker, Hooks, and Hall were all well-known Marxists, Hall having founded the New Left Review. BLM co-founder Patrice Kahn Cullors sits on the board of the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, and their third co-founder, Alicia Garza, is Special Project Director for the National Domestic Workers Alliance. Saying policing in America began as slave patrol, Tometi suggested that police departments should be eliminated and the officers who currently protect us from violent street gangs, murderers, and rapists be replaced with social workers. And, of course, a lot more of our money. Tony Williams, a contributor to another left-wing group called